It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Mike Arnold. And for Rob Ferret, coming up later in the program, we'll take a look at the words and phrases that defined 2014.
First, Wisconsin is on track to have the lowest number of road deaths in the state since 1943. At the end of last week, there were 480 deaths. And if that number stays below 500 through the end of the year, it will be a seven-decade low.
Wisconsin's on par with similar states like Minnesota for the number of road deaths, but fall short of the national average for seatbelt usage by 1% at 85%.
As we head into the full swing of holiday season and more drivers are out on the road, David Papps joins us. He's the director of the Bureau of Safety at the Department of Transportation. David, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Compared to where we are this year, how does that compare to other years in terms of road deaths in Wisconsin?
Well, right now we're running about 37 fewer than we had at this time last year. Last year was a record low number for us since the 1940s as well. We had 527 deaths. So right now we're at 480 overall, and we're hoping to have less than 500 this year.
Do you have a sense of how Wisconsin compares with other states, maybe of the similar size when it comes to road deaths?
Well, Wisconsin is part of NHTSA Region 5, and as part of Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Illinois, our death rate, if you will, is, you know, very comparable. So Minnesota has, you know, deaths around the same amounts that we do. Some other states have more. But overall, the entire region has experienced a reduction in deaths.
When there are fatalities on the road, what's the usual cause?
Well, usually it's a human factor. You could be speeding, not wearing your seatbelt, not paying attention, or drinking and driving. Some of those are real common things that happen. People don't pay attention. Distraction while driving is a huge problem we have now. It's starting to overtake some of our other common problems. OWI, of course, is still really a big problem for us as well. And, of course, people need to slow down and pay attention.
Now, as you said, we're below the level of last year when it comes to road deaths. What do you attribute the drop to?
Well, it's many factors. There's engineering of our highways is better. We're putting in median rumble strips as well as shoulder rumble strips that the dozy driver can, you know, be awakened by that sound and prevent a head-on collision. We're using roundabouts. Roundabouts are a great intersection device, if you will, that prevents T-bone crashes. Now, there are some crashes involved, but they're always a glancing blow, so they're not nearly as violent. So roundabout is a simple solution to intersection crashes, and we're seeing reductions in fatalities from that. Also, traffic incident management is a huge thing. So when you do have a pileup, officers are trained to clear the scene quickly so you don't have secondary crashes. A lot of those engineering-type things are contributing to a reduction in deaths. Another engineering thing that people do not consider is the safety of the cars themselves has increased so much more so. Cars now have multiple airbags instead of just one on the steering wheel. They have electronic stability control, which helps people to stay out of trouble. In the past, you might lose control on an icy road. The cars now help you maintain control because of the electronic stability programming. So we're seeing safer cars, safer roads, but people are being safer as well. Wisconsin is buckling up more than they ever have. We're at about 85%. We're lagging behind the central states here in seatbelt use. We need to get it up higher. The national average is 86%. We're at 85%, and we're just continuing to enforce the seatbelt laws and make people aware of the safety benefits of wearing your seatbelt. So we're getting that up higher each year.
Well, to look a little more closely at the seatbelt issue, why do you think that Wisconsinites have started wearing their seatbelts more often? What's changed?
Well, what's changed, I think, are people are listening to the programming and the initiatives we have. We have Click It or Ticket initiatives where we advertise along with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. We put spots out, educational stops, and also Wisconsin went to a primary seat law where now you can be stopped for just not wearing your seatbelt. And so people are taking it more seriously and are buckling up. as more people buckle up, the more lives we save.
In terms of distracted driving, that is something that's it's a perennial concern these days. A lot of the times, people on their cell phones are of concern to other drivers, and Wisconsin drivers are allowed to use handheld phones while they're on the road. Do you consider that a safety risk?
It is a safety risk. Anytime you're on the phone, whether you're just holding the phone or using a hands-free headset, you are cognitively distracted. And statistics show that you are four times more likely to be involved in a crash just by being on the phone. Now, if you add texting into that mix, and especially the younger generation that likes to text, they don't have the same driving skills some of us older drivers do. And then you add texting. It's a recipe for disaster. You text, a simple text takes about 5 seconds to compose and send. 5 seconds on the road at highway speeds, that's the length of a football field that you're not looking where you're supposed to be driving and paying attention. So texting and driving is really bad, and so is just using a phone. Phones themselves, like I say, four times more likely to be involved in a crash if you're just using the phone.
Now, you can tell people not to use their phones and not to text and talk while they're driving, but changing the law is another thing. Do you think that we should be looking at a legal solution to this?
Well, we already have looked at a legal solution. There's laws in place, of course, in place for distracted driving already. We've always had that, inattentive driving, and it's just a matter of using some of the tools we already have. And we do have the anti-texting law. And if you have a probationary license or under GDL, you can't use phones except to dial 911. We have looked at some of those solutions, and sometimes they're really difficult to enforce, but we're using the tools that we have to the best of our abilities.
Other states are looking at making it illegal to use phones at all. Do you think Wisconsin should do that?
That's up to the voters to decide if we should or shouldn't do that, but my recommendation is that we should really look closely at all distractions in vehicles and make sure that we minimize them to the best of our ability.
You know, roundabouts, you mentioned engineering solutions, and roundabouts are sometimes contentious. People sometimes feel that they cause more accidents. Sometimes people don't like them in their neighborhoods. Do you think that people are sold on the safety of roundabouts, or does more work need to be done to educate people?
I think there's always more work to be done when it comes to educating people about traffic safety, and roundabouts is a perfect example where there are a lot of them. It's a new concept for us here in the United States and especially in Wisconsin, and we are putting them in because they're very cost-effective and very safe. Naturally, you know, it's kind of a passive thing where you go in the circle, and as long as you take it slow as you go through there and get familiar with it, what we're finding is a lot of people who were dead set against them now are embracing them because they realize, you know what, this isn't so bad once you get used to it. But our mindset, some of us, in our 50s, it's really new and it's harder for us to change. And if you're even older than that, you have a lot of set patterns, and so it's harder for us to maybe adapt. But once they do adapt, we are finding that people are actually endorsing them.
In terms of the numbers we've been talking about, fewer deaths this year, are there also fewer car crashes, or are there just fewer fatalities?
There's actually fewer fatal crashes. And another piece of the fatality picture that we didn't talk about is OWI. And over the last 10 years, OWI fatalities have been reduced since 2003 to 2013. There's been a 47% reduction in alcohol-related fatalities. That's huge, and that's helping us drive these numbers down.
Wisconsin does still stand out in the nation for having the highest percentage of drunk drivers and for being the only state where a first drunk driving offense isn't a criminal offense. Do you think that anything needs to change when you look at that?
We are making huge impacts on how people are drinking and driving right now through the use of OWI task forces. There are 15 of them spread throughout the state, and every month we're adding more. And what we're finding is that when law enforcement is getting out there, getting the word out through media and social media that we are actually going to be out there enforcing, it affects the way people behave. They're still going to go to the bar and drink, but what they decide to do is get a safe ride home, call a friend, have a designated driver, and we're actually impacting how people are celebrating. So they're going to still celebrate, but once they're done, they're taking safer options to get home.
We're just heading into the thick of the holiday season. A lot of people are going to be out on the roads. New Year's Eve is part of this whole celebratory season we've got coming up. Do you have any advice for drivers out there who are going to be on the road about how to drive safe and drive defensively?
Well, first of all, just pay attention to the hour of night that you're driving. Of course, later as bars close and whatnot, the percentage of other people that are out there possibly having imbibed are greater. So you just want to be aware of that. So plan accordingly. Try to get early and maybe stay overnight wherever you're at. I recommend that if you are going to be out celebrating, that you designate your driver in advance. So you have that person that's going to be doing the soda or water or whatever their choice is so that they are actually sober for the ride home. And the other thing you can do, of course, is just encourage everybody at your party and remind them at the beginning that, you know, if you're unable to drive or you feel even slightly buzzed, let's stay here. Let's not go anywhere. Let's just stay and enjoy the moment and then drive home later in the morning.
David, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for your time.
That was David Papps, director of the Bureau of Safety at the Department of Transportation. Wisconsin is on track to have the lowest number of road deaths in the state since 1943.